When Barack Obama took office Tuesday, he inherited what he called the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression. As Mr. Obama spends his first 100 days in office, NPR is launching a project called 100 Days on the Road in Troubled Times. NPR's David Green will spend most of the next 100 days roaming the United States, and with some help from our listeners, he wants to tell stories about the recession, how it's affecting people and their communities, and how Americans feel about their new president's handling of the economy. David joins us from his first stop, the blustery Upper Peninsula of Michigan. David, are you warm enough?
I'm warming up now, getting indoors, Leanne, but it's pretty blustery out there.
Yeah. So, David, I understand you're going to be taking advantage of some new technology to get our listeners involved.
Trying to. And I don't know if you've used a lot of these new gadgets like Flickr and Twitter and, you know, we'll be using our own website, but I'm picking up all of it, getting tutorials as we speak, and it's going to help us really keep in touch with listeners, and I hope they'll get involved and really send some ideas and, you know, keep the conversation going with me.
So, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, this is your starting off point.
It is, and we're going to be all over the country, but the first month or so, we're doing I-75, you know, the industrial Midwest down all the way to Florida and speaking to retirees, but starting here in Michigan, and this state, as you know, has been hit so hard, you know, the auto industry and the economy in general. And even before landing in Sault Ste. Marie, you know, this town at the top of I-75, I was meeting people somehow touched by the economy and all of its troubles. I sat next to this woman on the plane coming in, and we walked out of the airport together. And we have a little tape of her introducing me to her area.
You're almost at the end of the earth. Not quite, but you can see it from here. It's hard and it's cold and it's long, hard winters up here. You can see the snow banks that are quite tall.
Taller than us.
Taller than us, yes.
That was Joanne Umbrassis, and she works for one of the local tribes on housing issues. And she was actually flying back from Chicago and had a meeting with housing officials. And she said the topic was this economic stimulus package that everyone's expecting to come out of Congress at some point soon. And she sounded almost like this package is a pie that's not even cooked, but everyone's just dying to get a piece of it already. And the advice that she was getting was that her housing program, they better get up and get some ideas ready to go when that money comes, or else they'll be passed by.
Well, what did she say about the people that she serves? The recession means more people in need of public housing.
Absolutely. And I mean, Michigan's had some housing problems for a while now. But, you know, as more people get unemployed, her waiting lines are growing. And actually, the headline in the Detroit News that greeted me when I got here in Michigan was right across the front page, Michigan jobless rate hit 10.6% in December. And you want to talk about coming across people randomly who are hit by this economy. I'm reading that paper, having dinner at the bar at Applebee's in Sault Ste. Marie. And this guy walks in, sits down at the bar, and tells the bartender that he just lost his job. This guy's name is Shane Bailey. He was an engineer with the Coast Guard. He thinks he'll be getting his last paycheck soon. And I met him the next morning, and we were walking around town a little bit. And he said it was tough delivering that news to his friend, Crystal, who was the bartender at Applebee's.
Because I know a lot of people there at that establishment, they already knew I basically was going to lose my job, but Crystal, though, she just moved back up here, I think, about a month ago or so. So I didn't really tell her the real news until last night.
And you had said if things don't go well, I mean, you have friends who might take you in or...
Exactly.
So he means he'll need to move in with friends.
Yeah, he's hoping to find a job, but he knows about one job as a janitor at a tribal casino that he might go for. But if not, he'll have to give up his apartment and move in with a group of friends. And he says that's happening a lot around here.
So I-75 for you down towards Detroit?
That's right. And then on south to Miami.
And if you want to follow David's travels, go to our website, npr.org. We'll be adding a map soon. And as David said, he'll be on Twitter and other social media sites. Help him find interesting stories along the way. And David Green, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Leanne.